In 1970, the Manx tourism industry was starting to struggle. The tried and tested offering of decades was beginning to wilt in the face of the sunshine of the Costa Brava. Reinvention was needed, and that was recognised by Sir Dudley Cunliffe Owen, Managing Director of the Palace and Derby Castle Limited and the Palace Hotel and Casino.
As far as the general run of the tourist industry was in 1970, I would describe it that we had a traditional, usual, rather dull season. And quite frankly, when I look to 1971, I'm extremely worried. I think we'll have another dull, traditional season. I think we are going to be hit hard by the package deals which go to the continent where they have sunshine. The package deal is getting cheaper and cheaper, and to physically arrive in the island is getting more and more expensive. And I am of the opinion that the time has come when something really drastic has got to be done in the island to attract the tourists. We've had the tourist report, and nothing seems to be happening. And as far as I'm concerned, I think that 1971 will be a worse season than 1970, unless something is done and done fast.
Would you have any particular thoughts of what the immediate action should be?
I am very keen on making some price differences in the island that will attract people. I should like to see drink and cigarettes certainly cheaper. I think we should examine the possibilities of possibly lowering the price of just beer, but something's got to be done to make the island different this season from what it was last season. We seem to have been in the same old tourist rut for years. It's a highly competitive business, and we have got to keep up with the times. And people year after year are not going to be satisfied with either the Palace Ballroom or the Villa Marina, when literally dozens of brand new modern conference halls are being built not only in England, but all over Europe.
In 1971, on the site of the old Derby Castle, what was claimed to be the largest indoor leisure complex in Europe was opened. Its name was Summerland.